Welcome to Last Two Pages, where two best friends who love to read just can't keep it to themselves. I'm Teresa.
And I'm Megan. And on this episode, we'll be talking about our bookish childhoods. Welcome back, everyone.
We had childhoods. We weren't in a lab.
I was. that was silly.
You were made in the lab.
I was.
Oh my gosh. But
that was crazy.
Your whole life wasn't. Yeah, we had childhoods.
I was an IVF kid. That's what we're laughing about. So I was a syringe baby.
I was just a tumor baby, but I did exist from the years of 0 to 20 now. I don't know what I'm trying to say.
How old are you?
Carry on. I'm 23.
I was like, what are you trying to say right now?
I have no idea. I'm just trying to prove we weren't government plants.
It's not helping your case, I don't think.
I know.
You know what, though? It does make sense. It's like nothing the government could have made could be like you. Nothing about you screams efficiency. Okay, that's really mean. That's not what I meant.
I'm just like a wild card. I'm so unique and original. I could never have been created by some drones in a building.
That's exactly what I meant.
I got there.
How you doing?
Not great. My tooth chipped. You can't see it, but it did. And frankly, my dentist, I brought up the concern before and he wasn't that concerned about it, but it's because like one of my teeth is like hitting the teeth as I chomp, and I'm just annoyed that it has gone to the point where it chipped, but now I have an orthodontist appointment. I feel like I'm in high school.
Let me see. Oh my God. It does look very like avant-garde.
Word. I'll take that. I don't hate it. Like, I would never want them to like file it if.
Yeah, it's kind of like people with sharp canines. Like, I'm really jealous. I'm like, oh.
I love my canines.
After I had braces, they like filed them down and I was never less upset than
that. That is my nightmare. Like, if they ever brought that up, I would shut that down so fast. Because I'm like, why would you do that? They have a purpose.
They just did it.
Yeah, they like, they
and
have,
I
like,
was
this,
like, I'll never eat steak the same way again. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm like really looking at, oh my gosh, they did file your canines. That's really sad. Maybe you could like.
My teeth are super straight though.
Get it replaced. I'll get it back. I don't know.
Yeah, let me get little.
Do you have like a retainer?
Not on my top teeth, but on my bottom. I do.
I had one at one point when I almost lost my teeth in a trampoline accident, but like I don't really remember what that's like, and I feel like I'm going to have to get that again on my top row.
It's not, you kind of get used to it, honestly.
Like, don't you have to really floss feel it. Specialty?
Yeah, I can't get there though. So I just brush my, okay, this is kind of gross. I just brush my teeth really well. And I go to the dentist every 6 months and they're always like, I mean, there's a little buildup, but honestly, considering that they're your bottom teeth and it's really hard to floss those, like it's
fine.
I bet
that
I'll just clean them.
Water flosser would get it.
It's all in the back though.
Yeah, but doesn't it like,
Yeah, but it can like poke holes in your skin apparently. Like,
the water?
It's really powerful. Yeah, you have to be really careful when you're using it. Yeah, so that's why I've never been like, I'm not gonna mess around with that.
That's intense. Yeah. Anyways, how are you?
Good. Now I'm a little worried about my teeth.
I know.
No, I'm doing okay. Work's good. I got a promotion. Not a raise, but I got a promotion.
Huh.
Girl bossing.
Ask for that raise.
It's getting there. I've only been there 6 months, so
when you
think about it, I'm like, I can't believe this is happening to me right now. But
fair enough.
So I'm honestly doing pretty good. We have a really big event next week, and so it's like several days and I'm a pretty big part of that. So my life's been really crazy, but other than that, great.
That one hair you have.
I can feel it.
Right in the middle. I'm like so distracted by it.
Can you help me trim them? Because when she did them, it wasn't. Do you know what I'm saying?
They're like,
I think the way she styles her bangs is so different than how mine actually lay.
Oh, yeah.
That when she cut them, they were great. Is it okay now?
Yeah, that's better. But it was just like.
No, I feel it. So, oh my God, you can help me cut my hair.
I do. If you would have saw my hair before I fixed it, I was like, damn. If anyone actually looked at that, it was like bad.
But well, I trust you in cutting
now
bangs.
Now I tussle it. Mm-hmm. You can't tell.
I really just want like that
bangs,
that look of like, it's not really bangs, but they're bangs. Like very light. Where these are pretty severe because I don't know how to style just a few bangs.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Fair. And it needs to grow out a little. Like some of these pieces need to grow out. And like, I think she cut some of them out here too short. And
yeah, what's going
other
on,
ones
actually,
in the middle,
yeah,
not like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, those pieces, there's like four
it's
strands
like,
that
what?
Are so long.
Yeah.
Anyways, they're very distracting. And I was like, what's going on here?
Yeah, it's okay. I got bangs, everyone. I'm struggling with them, but I've never had bangs since I was very tiny. I had like the little bob and the bangs. And
I
it was so effing cute.
Only had bangs because I cut my own when I was like 5.
Oh, you were one of those kids. Oh, no.
Anytime I saw someone else do something, I immediately copied it. Like I saw someone painting their house, so I immediately went home and colored all over my walls. And I need to find pictures of them because, frankly, it's iconic. I could only count to 13 and I only knew the alphabet to J. So I just wrote that everywhere.
So interesting.
And I did know how to spell Jack Sparrow, though, and I wrote that, too.
Did you know that before your own name?
No, I think I knew my name
okay.
at that point.
Because that would be iconic. Honestly.
But then I saw someone cutting hair, and so I went home and cut my own hair. Mm. And then I never mm-hmm. stopped, and I've cut my mm-hmm. own hair for my whole life except for twice.
I think that's a very middle child thing. I have never, maybe this is just speaking from like my experience with other people, but like I have never heard an eldest child cut their own hair.
Oh,
it is always the middle or youngest.
That's so true.
No, it, like truly, I never had the desire to cut my hair. And then Marley, my little sister, cut hers to the scalp. So Marley had little tufts.
I did that
for
too.
A little bit.
Yeah. I shaved my head.
You did. You did do that. So,
that's really funny, actually.
So speaking of being a little kiddo, today we're going to be talking about how we read when we were kids. We were like growing up, I was anti-reading. Like my mom could not get me to sit down and read a book to save her life.
Really?
Until she gave me one book series. And because of that, now I'm a huge reader. And like, yeah, it's really been something that I've held close to my heart and why we're doing this podcast and stuff. So we felt like it would be a great time for us to talk about like the lives of old that we had. I don't know how to call it. What
that's why I was
it?
Struggling with the whole government thing. I was like, how do I like allude to our childhood in a funny way? But it didn't hit. It's fine. But
I thought it was pretty funny.
Okay, good. I was always a reader.
Really?
Mm-hmm. We just had a very reading friendly environment,
okay.
I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So like,
awesome.
It wasn't until like, just life got super busy in high school that I wasn't reading as consistently.
Did you just have like a big bucket of books like growing up or like when you were like really tea tiny?
We had a library in my house.
Okay.
Like we had our
like
office space
library?
That had like all of our books.
Okay. Okay.
And then we had cool. bookshelves just around, mm-hmm. around the town.
I know when I grew up, we had a big basket full of just like picture books. And I remember I would take all the books out. And then I'd sit in the basket and then read all the books and like they'd be piled up around me and like
that's
all
adorable.
Around the basket. I have pictures. We'll post some pictures of us reading when we were little kiddos because they're really cute. Do you have any?
I have one from high school.
Close enough.
Maybe I could find some.
Close enough. Yeah. No, I have a lot of reading pictures. I think my mom tried to capture it.
Anytime it happened.
She's like, oh my God. But yeah, no, my... What was your book that you read that you remember reading, like, infant?
The first book ever. Hop on Pop, Dr. Seuss.
Ooh.
That was the first one. Oh, or Go Dog Go.
Go Dogs Go was such a great book.
Those books. Yeah, those were the two that, like, I remember you. Hop
connected.
On Pop especially. I was like, when I first could read that, I was like, I'm an adult.
You are an adult.
As a... 3 or 4 year old.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And Dr. Seuss was just that bitch.
Were you like, did you have like an animal hyperfixation at all? Like as a child?
Well.
That's why I ride Go Dogs Go.
Oh. I was more of a little horse girl because my sister was a horse girl. And so then I inherited all of her stuffed animals. So I had my own
collection of horses.
What's a herd. I had a herd of horse like stuffs, like all the different kinds. They all had to be on my bed. That was so much fun to play with those stuffed, like, wow, like the dynamics I made, like the mm-hmm. one that was dating, and then there was like the head of the pack. And,
yeah. And, yeah. That was me with dogs.
And then Spirit.
Yeah, that'll really do it. I had a dog phase and then I had a horse phase. Mm. So it kind of like evolved, but I had a dog birthday party. No, my mom and dad, like, they slayed on this party. They made a cardboard dog house and everyone had pictures in the dog house.
Cardboard dog house. Oh, the stuffed bears. Build-A-Bear. The little cardboard houses that they would come with.
No, it was like adult-sized. Like, you could fit a person into it. Oh, so, like, everything. You were the dog in the thing. And then we ate out of dog bowls. And everyone had little dog ears. No, I kid you not. And my mom, like, did magic marker on everyone's noses. And then my grandparents showed up in full dog costumes.
Oh, my gosh.
It was so good. We ate little dog treats, like little cakes and like cookies.
That's
as dog
everything,
treat.
Actually.
Yeah, like, it was so fun.
Shout out, Jamie.
It was
That's
great.
So stellar.
That's what they get for being frat and sorority girls. They just know how to do parties, honestly.
But... all hot girls were horse girls at one point.
I agree, honestly. Mm-hmm.
Everyone had it. You can't lie.
You can't read. You can't
Everyone
watch
wanted
of
a
the
horse.
Cimarron. You can't watch Spirit Everyone. Of the Cimarron and no. become unchanged.
I actually was talking about this literally last night with people, and I, like, two people hadn't read it, and I was like, or watched it, and like
our age?
Yeah. And I was like, how did you miss that pinnacle book? And then once someone pointed out that Rune Danon looks like Spirit. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Like,
he does.
Animated crushes. He's up there with Spirit. Kovu.
You are a Kovu girl.
I'm a Kovu girl.
Yeah, no.
Lion King
too. I'll always be a Spirit girl. Anyway, so yours was Go Dogs Go, Dr. Seuss, hop, whatever. Hop, hop. Mine was Chicka Chicka Boom Boom.
Oh.
With the alphabet. Oh. And then all the adult, like, capital letters had to come and, like, help their kids who fell out of the tree. My mom would do the best voices. Chicka chicka boom boom. Will there be enough room? Like, it's so ingrained in my head, but oh, I loved it so much. Are you remembering the book?
I like it triggered something, but I, like, can't collect all the memories yet to recognize the book. But I'm like,
I think
it had to do with monkeys.
No.
I think it was, no, like, the book that I'm remembering.
Oh.
I think it was like a, oh, no. Anyways.
Is it the one with the hats? The man with the hats and the monkeys took the hats and they're in the tree?
Curious George?
No.
No, it was like a No More Monkeys Jumping on the Bed, but also there was the... Do you like my hat, Dr. Seuss? Oh. Or are you my mother?
Are you my mother was such a good mother? One.
Yeah.
Little birdie. That's
so
great.
Good.
I also read Black Beauty.
Oh my gosh.
By Annie Sewell. Yeah. No, literally the amount of times I read Black Beauty, even if it was just like a chapter book and I just looked at the pictures of the pretty black horse.
Oh. Me and my sister.
Yeah.
A horse. Like, we had a black stallion, like, plushie. Like, and... it was
Black Beauty.
Oh my gosh.
A waste of a name, though, I will say. Black Beauty.
Hey, it
okay,
slays, honestly. I'm not mad.
Mm-hmm.
She
mm-hmm.
serves.
Do you have any other horse books that you read as a kid? Or?
Not that I can remember.
Not really. Okay.
It was mostly all in my own head.
Mm. I agree. I also, my grandparents had the encyclopedias. Like, I don't know if you've ever seen them where it goes A to Z.
Oh, yep.
And it's, you know, whatever. I would grab H and I'd look at the 30 pages of just encyclopedia horses and I would read every single, like, horse. An Appaloosa. And
we had a horse book with stickers of every breed of horses.
You probably have the same one.
And, well, this was like a kid's book.
Yeah.
And we could take out the sticker and then put it somewhere. Then we would, like, draw horses
Those
all the time.
Those are the best.
And then my grandparents did end up getting 3 horses.
That's really cool.
So I did get to live out that dream for a little bit. But They cost so much money and eat so much hay.
They're expensive, yeah.
My pony, her name was Lily May.
Oh, that's so cute.
She bucked me off.
Oh, okay.
It's okay. Natural selection. Honestly. Oh, Lily May, where's she at? Oh, probably dead.
Oh. Okay. So, do you remember getting into chapter books at all?
Yeah. Like, Magic School House. Magic Tree House. Mary Pope Osborne.
Oh, those were so good. What was your, like, favorite one? Do you remember any specifically?
The special editions, I always felt so cool. Like, the one wizard one, I don't remember what it was called.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, there's not one that sticks out because they all kind of blend together in my mind.
Mm-hmm. There was one that had a unicorn on the front.
Oh.
It was like, Christmas in Camelot.
Oh my God. Christmas in Camelot. Absolutely.
That one was so
good. Oh, so good.
Mary Pope Osborne, she knew what she was doing when she wrote those books.
She ate a whole meal. Like 10 she course. She served.
Mother.
Oh my gosh.
I don't remember a thing about that book, but just remembering like, it's Christmas at in Camelot at the school Scholastic Book Fair, like seeing it on the shelf and then getting it. And the front of the cover was like a little glittery and rough. Yep.
The special editions served face.
They like, were so good.
So, and the Scholastic Book Fair in general was so just everything.
Good. Really? There's nothing that like would, nothing comes close to the feeling you had when you stepped in the school Scholastic Book Fair.
All the little trinkets, the like the pen with the invisible ink that you use, like the blue light to like.
Is that what you got?
I loved that.
I would always get the fuzzy pencils.
Oh, and the smell of the Scholastic Book Fair.
You just smelled like erasers.
Yeah, but it was so specific. And then the library was always so fun to be in. Oh my gosh, my middle school library. I loved that little thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow. I loved the book fair. I also had Magic Treehouse on my list. I also had Geronimo Stilton by Elisabetta Dami.
Oh.
Did you ever read Geronimo Stilton?
No.
It was about a little rat who went on adventures. It gave very much. It was very much like.
Not Ratatouille. What's the other one? Tale of Despero?
It kind of. But it was like Magic Treehouse. But they would write it like as that you read the book. If things like popped out, it would be like in a different font and color. So it would be like surprised and it would be like confetti coming out of the word. And it was like a big yellow word and like word art.
Oh.
And it was so fun because you read the book and like 18 letter like words on the page had like a different way of like saying it. So you really like, even if you didn't know what the word meant, you understood like what the feeling of that word was. So when I read now, like when I see the word disgusted, I think of it as green and like sickly and like.
Yep. Okay, little, wait. Maybe I have.
Oh, I loved those books. There was one that was, it was another like fantasy type thing. And it was like the crystal heart or crystal key or something.
Yeah.
And every page is illustrated and it's beautiful.
Hard.
It just goes so hard. I love those books. Those were great.
And Little House on the Prairie.
My little sister is reading that right now. Aww. Maddie is audiobooking Little House on the Prairie. So good.
And the show. Mm-hmm. The show. Why is it? Oh, I guess it did take place in Minnesota. So.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Laura Ingalls Wilder. She's the girl.
She's just a girl.
Maddie just read the, what's it called? The chapter where the grandmother like makes sugar snow.
Oh.
And so I made her sugar snow with the ice and maple syrup.
Oh my gosh.
And she got to eat it on the way home yesterday. It was so cute.
That's adorable.
I loved it. So I love that I get to like make that little magic as an adult now. I'm like, I remember like reading those books.
Freaking Nelly. What a cunt.
What was her deal? Oh.
What a bitch.
I'll never forget.
Curls? Ugh.
I look like Nelly. And as a kid, my grandma made, I love that I'm talking so much about this, but, my grandma made us like Little House on the Prairie dresses so we could go out in the woods.
Had a bonnet.
Yeah. We could go out in the woods and like pretend to be whatever.
Gosh.
But then I always had to be Nelly.
That's some like sister trauma there.
Traumatic. Oh, it wasn't just my sisters. It was other friends as well. I'm going to give you one guess.
You had friends and oh, I know. That makes sense.
Brutal.
There's something about grandmas though in reading. They're so good at fostering that. Like my grandma, she would always buy me books. Mm. Like there was never a time, and then she would always gift me books, and me and my sister, and she always was reading, and she has like all the shirts that are so many books, so little time. And so like I grew up with that like as a poster in her house, and then she would always say that book reading is her hobby and then books are her decoration. I'm like, serve, Judy. That's everything. And then like care packages in college, she'd send me like books she had about that. Nature. That was so cool. That was so dope.
I was so jealous.
I was like, oh my gosh. But she would always like, whenever we'd be out, if I wanted a book, she'd buy it. And I'm like, that's why. And the book she would for sure that she would give me that I still have, The Tale of Emily Winsnap, those middle school books by Liz Kessler. I love a mermaid book. It went from horses to mermaids. And I was in it.
That timeline makes sense for you.
Oh my gosh. And they're so good. There was other ones that I don't remember, but they're still good. Mm-hmm. I read them like not that long ago.
I love that. I love thinking about like the books mm-hmm. I read in middle school. I read a lot of dog books, obviously. It was like horse and dog books.
Did you ever read The Rescue?
No.
By Nicholas Edwards? No. It was this girl that was like telepathically connected to this dog that was lost at sea.
What?
He washed up on the shore and she kept having these nightmares of this dog that was like struggling and like...
This is the Little Mermaid, but like furry version. Well, she's not mermaid.
But then he's like washed up on shore and he's like all these broken bones. And so like her and her family take him in and like take him to the vet. And she like lays by him as he's like healing. And then they find out he belonged to these fishermen and they're like... Give us our dog back. And they're
throw
like,
him overboard.
Pay for the medical bills. And they're like, no, give us our dog back. We didn't ask you to do that. And then she fought for it. And then she got to keep him. But they still were connected telepathically.
That's so cute. I read a book like that, though. A Dog's Life by W. Bruce Cameron. It just came out as a movie, like, within the past 5 years.
The dogs talk.
No, they don't talk. But it's like their internal monologues. And it was really... devastating. I'm gonna be so honest when I read it, because it's like the idea of dogs reincarnating. It's like the dog lives several lives.
I saw
and
that
then, like
trailer
spoiler, the dog at the beginning of the life, like he was a puppy and like grew up with this boy, and then his last life it's with that boy again as an adult and his kid, and it's just like the full circle. Like I like to think that dogs live forever, so
they do.
I like the idea of like
they don't
being connected with an animal mm-hmm. so continually, like throughout your life.
That's what's so hard for my family right now. We all want another dog, and we just have to put our like
Thorin.
Dog that we had for like 10 years down last year, and we're like, we want another dog because we miss it so much, but we're like, we only want Thorin. Like he was the perfect dog, and like we for our family he's perfect. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm.
he was a great dog.
But I think I'm bringing my dad around.
To get in a dog? On. I'm trying to get my mom to get a cat.
Oh my gosh, Scholastic Book Fair book. I'd tell you I love you, but then I'd have to kill you.
Did you ever read those?
By Allie Kerr?
I never read them. I went down the Dork Diary.
I went Spy School.
Rachel Renee Russell. Mm. Yeah, I love that. That's how we divulged.
No, I loved spies and mystery. And that one was my dream fantasy life was...
being a spy.
And then there's a boy from another school and like he can't know that I'm a spy, but I'm being trained to be this operative. And I'm like, she's in middle school. I need to reread those actually. I want to read that writing and see how it is, because I never finished the series either.
Oh,
but then along with mysteries, The Mysterious Benedict Society.
I have that on my shelf.
By Trendon Lee Stewart. So good.
Mm-hmm.
They're so soft. They're great books.
Mm-hmm.
About little genius kids
mm-hmm.
infiltrating secret societies.
It's giving Six of Crows.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. That actually, whoa, that makes so much sense. I love a heist.
You love a heist,
sneaky, girly. Sneaky, crack, break, shka. break in.
Can you spell that for me? Not the onomatopoeia spelling.
C-R-A-C.
Word.
So, oh my gosh, these books are everything. And then at that same time, I was reading Harry Potter, but I only ever read up to the fourth book because I watched all the movies before I read them.
What one is the fourth book?
The Goblet of Fire.
Oh yeah.
And so I just kept rereading those because I didn't want to read the last ones because I knew what happened. And then it wasn't until high school where I finally sat down and read the last ones and just cried.
Speaking of school, was there a book that you read in school that really impacted you?
That impacted me?
Or that you liked, or, you know.
My favorite book in high school that I read for, like, an assignment was Neverwhere by Neil Gaiman.
Oh, what was that about? Good question.
It's like there's an underground society that this girl stumbles upon, and it's like the upside down, the dark.
Oh.
I can't remember if it takes place in New York or London. I think it's London, but she basically is like, it's like sewer people, kind of.
Interesting.
It's really, I don't know how to describe this book. It's a cool book, though. It's like slightly darker, but not really, because, but I had to do my nonfiction book assignment on it. It was great. I loved it. And then I did do my book movie comparison paper on Ellen Enchanted, and let me tell you, Ellen Enchanted is my bitch. That book, so good, by Gail Carson Levine. So good. I love that book. Ellen Enchanted is so solid. It's a great story. I love it. I love it. I love it. And then the movie, trash.
Oh, that's absolute a hot take.
They changed the whole plot and the whole relationship between Ella and the prince. Like, they were best friends. Like, she was the only one that made him laugh. And, like, she knew all these languages because she loved the languages. And then in the book, they, like, took all of that away. Or the movie, they took all of that away. And it was, like, they stumbled upon each other when they were older. I'm like, no, they were pen pals in middle school, and she had to be, like, sent away. And they were, like, best friends. And he, like, got her a little centaur or whatever. They're besties. And then the movie.
Get yourself a man that gets you a centaur.
She gave him an apple. She could talk to him. I'm going to reread that book, actually, now that I'm talking about it. It's so good.
And God, it was good.
The movie, trash. I love you, Anne Hathaway, but
you can only do so much.
She did it so dirty.
I really liked, like, for school, I loved reading The Book Thief.
Oh.
That was so freaking good. By Marcus Susak.
Unbroken is another one that's like The Book Thief, that I was like, when you read it, you're like,
your jaw just kind of hangs open and you don't know what to do. I genuinely loved reading every second of it.
The Book Thief was so good.
Yeah, and they didn't do a horrible movie rendition of it, which I was really hoping that they wouldn't ruin it, because there's so many elements you can get wrong in that book. Like, really understanding Liesel and what is his
no
name?
Idea.
Rudy's relationship. And Liesel and Max's relationship. I love those books. And I love Marcus Susak books in general. I ended up reading his whole, I almost said discography. All of his stuff after that.
Unbroken by Laura Hillenbrand. Also turned into a movie that was done really well.
I watched the movie. I didn't read the book.
It's a good book. Very good book.
Awesome.
Yeah, high school, I think, helped foster my love of historical fiction. Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
Like, my first historical fiction from middle school, Between Shades of Grey by Ruta Septis, was so funny, because I'd be, like, in my science class with the book Between Shades of Grey, and my teacher came up to me and she said, "What are you reading?" And I'm like, a book about World War II, and this girl is being sent to Soviet work camps. And she's thinking it's Between 50 Shades of Grey.
That's funny.
And I'm like, no. Yeah. Very different vibes.
That's why I never had the cover on my book. That's why These Broken Stars looks like that.
You wanted to be the mysterious girl.
Well,
in the
I was like, okay, the covers for These Broken Stars are very like two people in space floating.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. And I was like, one, I didn't want to be labeled as a reader because I was super insecure about everything I ever did.
I always loved reading.
Yeah. You were unafraid of anything in high school.
This is true.
Though.
But like, in middle school,
you wore the same outfit every day. So, like,
But even in middle school, like, our teacher, we would have, like, every time you read a book, you got this little paper cut out of a book, and you could write your name and stick it on the wall. And if you, like, read a certain amount, you would, like, get a prize, and you would be able to, like, it was either, like, a pop or, like, a candy bar, like, lunch with the teacher, like, a pizza party, like. So I remember very vividly the first time I was walking down the hall reading a book as we were, like, going down. And one of my friends behind me, she's like, how can you even see where you're going? And I was like, with my eyes. But I was that kid. I was always reading.
I love that for you.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. I regret being so afraid of outwardly being okay with my interests as a kid.
Well, was anyone else in your family really readers?
Mm-mm. No. Like, Marley read some stuff. She read the Dork Diaries with me, actually. Mm. We were obsessed with those books. I mean, we had every one. And, like, oh, I would actually put the pages. It was an illustrated, like, diary type, like, writing style. Like, Diary of a Wimpy Kid, but for girls. And I would literally, like, take the page and, like, printer copy it and then color it in because I didn't want to ruin the book, but I wanted to, like, color the pages.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, we were obsessed with those books.
Do you remember Amelia Bedelia?
You are Amelia Bedelia.
That Dork Diaries just triggered that. I was like, love her.
Mm-hmm.
And Pippi Longstocking.
You give me Junie B. Jones energy as well.
Oh, I absolutely. And Nancy Drew. All of those girls.
I feel like I give Nancy Drew.
Yeah, but they're all kind of, they were like in the same
time period, right.
Yeah, they slayed. Hmm. The first book, what was the first book that, like, kept you up late at night?
These Broken Stars.
Oh, it wasn't until high school. Did you have any in middle school?
Like, I think because my parents were pretty regimented on, like, when we were supposed to go to bed.
Mm.
And I was afraid of the dark for, like, a really long time. So I would stay up all night just with a light, but then I couldn't read, and, like, whatever. It was one of those childhoods. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So yeah, I didn't stay up late reading until, you know what though? I had Wattpad. That was like end of middle school. So that
no did wonder you were ashamed of reading. You're reading things no human should ever look upon.
They were great. Before we were doing this, like, before we were recording, I was looking at my old Wattpad account.
She wouldn't read me any of the excerpts of her book, though.
No, I'm not going to. I'm not going to. Maybe, whatever. Maybe I'll read the first page. Stay tuned. Maybe I'll read the first page. Maybe at the end of this episode.
Do it.
Okay. Okay. I'll think about it. I literally haven't read it for, like, years, but we found out I used to read these, like, America's Got Talent-esque books where all of the people live in the same house and then they go perform and then every week someone leaves. So it's like reality TV, but it's
you
book
would.
Version. Oh,
you
my God. Would. I That's ate that shit up.
So funny.
But I found out I wrote a comment to the author on December 25th, 2014.
What a time period.
Are you ready? Yeah. So I was 14 years old. I had just joined high school for 6 months at this point.
Not you joining high school.
I had lost 60 pounds in the first 2 months.
Healthy.
And so my whole life was turned upside down. And I was just, like, being interested in things again.
Mm.
Like, privately, though. Like, this was kind of that era to paint you a picture. Are you ready? Give me the bears and no one gets hurt. .. No. .. JK. I don't know what I was talking about. Have a wonderful Christmas. Keep doing updates. ! I love all of your books. ! Will you be writing any books that from that typewriter of yours? ? Because that would be pretty hipster of you if you did.
Oh my gosh. Hipsters were that thing. In, like,
that
our
was
middle
me.
School.
Yeah, I wanted to be quirky.
So bad.
So bad.
She collects old cameras. She
records.
Dyed her hair.
Yeah. Like, but honestly, I lived that fantasy.
Yeah.
It wasn't like like I didn't achieve it. Like, I was a hipster. Do you know what I mean?
I don't know what's the definition of a hipster.
Like,
I've never fully known besides coffee loving. Millennials.
Yeah, it's kind of like geek. like, I'm not afraid to be different than other people. I wear my Converse with dresses and I wear a beret with a skirt because, you know, like it's that kind of thing where, you know, whatever.
It's giving that one. Is it John Green or is it his brother? What's the book?
It is John Green.
Oh,
Alaska, looking for Alaska.
No. The other one with like the blue and the black and the white and hazel and like.
Oh. It's The Fault in Our Stars.
Really? Is that what? Yeah.
Okay.
What's that one? Okay. That's what. Oh my gosh. The black and white. Like, okay.
No, the amount of times I would like draw things on my hand, like little moons or like whatever. Yeah, no,
you're
it was
so
a lot.
Cool.
No, it like we
you
kind
could
of
have
talked about this. I was not intending to be a pick me, because pick me, the thing about a pick me is that they know that they're doing it. I just wanted to be this mysterious, weird girl who was so quirky, and honestly, look where I'm at now. I'm doing great.
Yeah.
And look where you are. When you think like 10 years ago, who we were, like, we're doing great.
Oh my gosh, I was so annoying.
I have videos.
So many videos. I will say the one thing I appreciate about myself,
you wore that zebra onesie to school.
Shut up. overall, I'm pretty shameless. Like, I am not, I'm like, if I do something, I'm like, you know what? I'll own it. And I'll own the zebra onesie. It was comfy and I didn't give a shit.
The thing that was crazy about it is you didn't wear shoes because it had footy stuff on it.
Yeah, how
am I
supposed to wear shoes? there's faces on the feet. Little ears.
I can't say that I'm better than you because you know I had that phase where I would not wear shoes at school.
Oh
so.
My gosh. Yeah, at least I had an excuse. You just had, I don't want to wear shoes right now. Like, you were just socks.
I just wear socks.
That's insane. How did we ever have friends? I guess I didn't.
How did we have friends and how did we get here?
I was friends with myself. I was just talking to this one guy on a dating app and I was like, I can't get to know someone over text at all because my personality does not translate to text in any way, shape, or form.
Mm-mm.
And so I like said something and I was like, wait, abort. I gotta go. Sorry. I deleted the app. I was like, why did I say that? I'm like, but that makes no sense. And I was like, I just gotta get out of here. Mm. And then I like afterwards think about it, I'm like, I'm not even embarrassed. I'm like, that's just funny. It's like, why did I think I could say that?
Do you want to share with the class what you said?
I like don't know verbatim, and it was just like
a taste, a flavor.
My humor's so dry over text, and so it really,
you do say some.
It
I
just
think you
comes
hate
across
me over text.
I know, it's so bitchy, and I was like, he's never gonna respond to that, and I pray to everything that he doesn't, because frankly, I gotta go. But you live and learn, and frankly, it was funny.
I love it for you.
I'll be embarrassed for that day, but then the next day I'm like, here I am. This is me. There's nowhere else on earth I'd rather be. A goated soundtrack too. Spirit, oh my gosh. Bryan Adams. Do. What are we reading right now? What are you reading? Oh.
We just got so excited. I am reading Gideon the Ninth by Tasman Muir.
Oh.
This is a reread. I actually DNF'd this book.
I'm also on a reread.
But didn't actually DNF it. It still is just in my Goodreads as currently reading from like a year and a half ago. And I just haven't had the heart to close it out. And so I said, you know what? We're going to find it on Libby and we're going to audiobook it and see if it's better. I always give a book, if I DNF it, I'm like, I'll give it another chance on Libby, because sometimes it's just my inner monologue does not correlate with the way the words are written on the page.
Mm.
I am eating this up. These British lesbians are so good. I'm like, it is so delicious. I'm so into it. It's like a murder mystery. It's like different worlds. And
the
they're
cover
all,
is everything.
They're all necromancers.
Oh.
Oh my God. It's necromancer and their, it's not their shield, but it's basically their shield. It's like their sword. So it's like their bodyguards and then the necromancers, and each of them have a different planet that they come from. And it's a murder mystery. And also they have a bunch of keys and they have a bunch of doors and they're trying to figure out what's going on. But all these people keep getting murdered and oh my God, I am eating it up. And the banter is
I didn't follow,
so
but sounds good.
The banter is so good.
Oh, we love
she,
a good banter.
So one of the characters is called Gideon.
The ninth, I presume?
Yeah. I don't remember her last name. But
the ninth.
Necromancer. No. The necromancer like bullied her through the whole childhood.
Oh.
Obviously. Period. And she's like the queen, princess of their land, whatever, but would always call her Griddle. Like as her
Griddle.
And it honestly is so funny. Because it's like this buff red-haired girl and then her tiny necromancer with black hair, and they have to do like skeleton face paint every day, and she's just like, Griddle, shut the hell up. And I'm like, I am obsessed with these two. I love them. It's a great...
Griddle is hilarious.
Yeah, it's such a good read. They hate each other. It's a good, like, not enemies, but it's like we're stuck together and hate each other. Do you know what I mean? Because
yeah.
They're not on opposing sides. That's like a full enemies to lovers. This is just like
not
a
nemesis.
It's nemesis
like
is close.
Work enemy.
Yeah, love it.
Work nemesis.
Yeah, childhood bully too. Like, eat it up.
I would say I'm not like a bully romance person, but I did love when Rowan Whitethorn punched Aelin. She
well, this
deserved
is like
it.
The small one is like bullying the bigger one.
Oh well, yeah, that's typical.
Into
that's
it.
Some, that's Amryn coded.
What are you reading?
I am in a reread too. I'm in my Shatter Me reread, and I just finished Ignite Me. No, I just finished Restore Me. Damn it. No, I just finished Ignite Me, and now I'm on Restore Me. And frankly, the last three books make the series, even though I think the first ones are better. The last ones make it.
Tahata Mafi is that girl.
She was, and I am inhaling the series just as fast as I did when I read it last year, and I love my babies, and there's so much revelations in these books that I'm...
Have you found that you're reading it differently this time around? Like, you remember things differently, or...
I, knowing how all of the big twists changes the whole way you read it.
Right.
Like, you go in seeing Juliet's relationship with everyone completely different.
Mm-hmm.
And, like...
I certainly have.
You
been.
Really know, and you're like... You never had a chance. Like, oh my gosh.
I will say, we've gotten a lot of feedback from our Shatter Me episode that we did. What was that? Episode five?
3, 4 weeks ago.
Seems like a lot of you want to read Shatter Me by Tahata Mafi. So let us know how it's going, how you're feeling about it.
Oh, yeah.
We love this series.
We
so
love Shatter Me.
We're both
though,
doing rereads.
When everyone's
so.
Like, oh, I want to read it. And then I was like, wait, is it good though? Wait, yeah, it's good. I think it's good. Yeah, it's good. It's good. No, but I hope you like it. Don't blame me if you don't. I immediately was like, I've
it's
never
a
read
little,
a book.
It's daunting to have a platform to be like, yes, I support this and I love it. And yes, yes, yes. And then for people to be like, is it though? It's like, yes. Conviction tells me I have my own opinions and I can't be wrong about them.
No, it's just like when you read a book and you're like 5 stars, and then you go to like write your review, and then you find other people's like 1 stars review, and you're like,
you got a
they
point.
They got points there. They're not lying. And damn it, 4 stars. But it's still like,
still good.
Ouch. But like in your brain, it was so good. And you know what? It's good.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Stand by that.
We've loved hearing what all of you guys have been saying.
Oh my gosh, it's so fun.
Yeah. Do you have any? You control all of our social media, so do you have any highlights from the past few weeks?
When Megan got dragged through the mud, saying that Legendborn was a why choose, and everyone's like, "No, girl, it's a love triangle."
Yeah, I might have misspoke, but honestly, Let me live my fantasy. I said what I said. And the girlies that have read it, you know that it kind of feels like a why choose when you're reading it. But it is a love triangle.
It's not the why choose that everyone thinks of when they think let why choose.
Correct. I read YA. So yeah. For the smut girlies to come for me and be like, that is not a why choose. I'm like, sorry, guys. if you want better why choose recs, I've you never should read follow it. Spicy Girlies.
I'm not a cop. Not a cop. I'm not a cop. Not a cop. And then it's just funny when, other people, we talked about how, like, we can't read in with pictures, and people have commented, like, I can't visualize things, and it's all about dialogue for me, and I'm like, that's crazy. And then people are at least favorite tropes people agree with. Mm-hmm. And then me talking about Rowan and Aelin being my bookish couple, there was, like, two people, not, like, going at it, but, like, someone said that that the relationship always felt weird and that he never apologized for punching her. And I was like, Aelin was being such a prick. Like, she had to be put in her place. And she knew that. And frankly, it's in context. She beat him up too.
Would they have the same opinion if Aelin punched Rowan?
No. But then someone else in the comments was like, did you read it? She was like, yeah. And then she's like, they're the best. And you're, I was wrong. Like, you two have your moment. And I'm like, I stand by it. Yeah. She provoked Aelin and him.
Rowan are great.
She did on purpose. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then it's just, she's nothing Arabin didn't do worse.
That.
Not to compare him to Arabin. I'm not comparing Rowan to Arabin.
Very that.
Cut that shit.
If you've gotten to this far in the episode, I'm going to take it out.
Use your chest.
I'm cringing so hard reading this.
Can
but
I read it?
No. Because I don't want you to read any farther than what I've highlighted, because so it gets even worse. So here we go. To preface this, I was 12 or 13 when I wrote this book. It's a very long book on the Word document that I lost. I think I only uploaded like 6 to 13 chapters on Wattpad, I think. So without further ado, here is my book without a name, so y'all girlies don't find it. May Collins looked out the window. The white fluffy clouds drifted above her. Her father used to say that clouds are like ships sailing in an endless ocean in the world above. She smiled to herself. Her father always used to say quirky stuff like that. Her throat clogged with tears as an image of her father flashed through her mind. She swallowed hard, trying to push down the memories. May. May, come quick. There's another truck coming in. Hurry, her brother Will yelled. Jeez, that kid was getting big. How old was he? 15? May thought. I'm coming, she laughed hoarsely. Will acted as if they did not see at least 10 mail trucks every day. By the time May got to the door, her family was already unloading the truck. It was full of boxes. She forgot how many people actually send letters still. I mean, has anyone heard of email? Or better yet, texting? Her uncle was talking to the driver, who was complaining about the imperfection on the truck. Her older brother, Peter, was unloading the truck. Will was on his iPad playing a game. Typical freshman. Her older brother, Eric, was sitting on one of the boxes. She has so many fucking siblings, Jesus. writing vigorously in his tattered notebook, the last of her four brothers, Russell, waved her over to where he was standing. She obeyed, but quickly regretted it. He was talking to Drew Ellis. Hey, May, you remember Drew, don't you? Russell asked. That was a supreme understatement of laughable proportions. Yes. Her tone is frosty.
Stutter.
May had a stutter. May curse herself for her stupid stutter. She slowly looked over at Drew. His black shiny hair, cinnamon colored skin, and his sparkling brown eyes mesmerized her.
My type of man.
Correction, used to mesmerize her. She wouldn't allow it to happen again. It's nice to see you. She didn't even try to hide her icy tone.
That was great. No, you, that's literally 39 clues. Like, the stutter and everything. Like, that's straight up. Oh my God. So funny.
There you go. Wait, everyone.
That wasn't bad, though.
Why does she have four fucking brothers?
Why is her dad so quirky?
I don't know. Also, I guess I did not realize how mail worked, because I guess their job was like they had a post office and they sorted the mail. I don't know. Like, they work for USPS.
Oh. Is your dad dead?
I think so.
Yeah, that's what I...
Duh.
That was incredible.
Are you going to write a book and not have the parents be dead? Let's be real.
That's why it's the uncle. The 39 clues coded is
holy
insane.
Shit, she stutters a lot.
So does, why did I just blank on the 39 clues main characters?
Amy and Dan.
Yeah, Amy. She's literally Amy. That's hilarious. And Dan, her little brother, on his iPad. Typical freshman.
Typical freshman.
That's incredible, Megan. Thanks. You should get that published. You should keep Thanks. Writing that.
I shouldn't.
You should.
I actually saw a picture on my phone today of me drawing the characters. I drew every character. I'll show you after. That will not be public information, though. But we hoped you enjoyed this episode of Last Two Pages.
I certainly did. And we'll see you on the next page.